I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Deuteronomy 9 and 10, Moses reminds the people of Israel of the fact that they were not righteous people. They were not going to receive the promised land because they were good enough, but because of God's goodness. God was removing the nations from the land because of their wickedness, and he would remove Israel too if they did not obey. In fact, they had brought the wrath of God upon themselves already when they made the golden calf, and only because of the intercession by Moses were they not destroyed. Moses wants Israel to know and worship God and be the people of God. He prays for them and encourages them. Deuteronomy 10:12-21 is a sermon, an exhortation, and a plea for the people to serve God. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. Verses 12 and 13. Here is the core of life in right relationship with God: to fear him, follow his paths, love him, and serve him from the heart. Because in verse 14, behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens and the earth and all that is in it. In verse 21, for the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God who does not show partiality or take a bribe. He executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and shows his love for the alien by giving him food and clothing. He is your praise, and he is your God who has done these great and awesome things for you. This is the God who chose us to also belong to him, to fear him, love him, serve him, and walk in his ways. He possesses everything in heaven and earth. He is perfect in all his ways, and he chooses to do great and awesome things for us. He sent his only Son to pay for our transgressions. He makes us holy and perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ. This is amazing grace. Thank you, Father. Great, mighty, awesome, and holy are you. We praise and worship you alone. Draw us nearer to yourself every day. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.